Today's daf is Chulin daf Ayin Hey, and we will begin from the top line of daf Ayin Hey Amid Aleph Mantana. So we're middle of the sugya of Ben Pekor. So really the backdrop of Perek Behema Makasha is a halacha that says that if you shecht an animal, a female animal, and you find an uber inside the womb of the animal that you shechted, the halacha is that the shechita of the mother works so that you are now allowed to eat the uber that was in the mother's rechem as well. Stating that, there was a very important machlokes Rameir and the Chachamim in the Mishnah on Daf Ayin Dalet Amud Aleph. Rameir says that the only time the uber becomes mutter b'achila al yedei the shechita of the mother is if the uber was not a fully developed live uber. If, however, the uber was already 9 months old and it was alive, the halacha is you cannot eat the uber per the shechita of the mother, but rather you would have to shech the uber in and of itself in order for it to be mutar b'achila. The chachamim argued, and they said shechitas imay mitaharasa. It's not the way it is. But rather the shechita of the mother works for the uber, even if the uber is fully developed, even if it's a live animal, 9 months old, it doesn't matter. The shechita of the mother always works for the uber. Either way, today's daf is going to discuss that machlokes Rameir and the Chachamim, that fully developed uber that's alive, that was found inside the rechem of the mother after the shechita of the mother. It's what's known as the Ben Pekua. There's a lot of lumness. It's a very, very interesting daf. Either way, the Gemara had discussed on the bottom of daf Ayin Dalet Amud Beis, what's the halacha with regards to a Ben Pekua? According to the Chachamim, where it's alive, but at the same time, mutter b'achila. It does not require its own shechita. Do we say that right now, being that it's alive, it can become tamei tumas eichlin? Or do we say that being that it's alive, it cannot become tamei tumas eichlin? Meaning, we know that a behemoth could become tamei, but only after it dies. A live behemoth can't become tamei. A human being can become tamei even when he's alive. All halachas of tumah v'taira are predicated on people becoming tamei. You touch a sheret, you touch a nevela, you're in an oil ames, etc. A human being can become tamei while he's alive. An animal can only become tamei when it's no longer alive. A live animal can't become tamei. When it dies, we view it as eichel, and now it's subject to the laws of tumas eichlin. The question is, according to the Chachamim, that hold that a ben pekua doesn't require shechita, so to a certain degree, we look at it as if it's not alive anymore. If we can look at it as if it's not alive anymore, it had a shechita. Had it have a shechita? Because when you shechted the mother, it worked for the uber. So maybe that ben pekua should be able to become tamei. The Gemara brought a braisa that says that a ben pekua can in fact become tamei. And today's daf is going to pick up with that braisa. Says the Gemara, mantano of a benar huchsher halach lebeis hakfaris nitma. That if a ben pekua, which is obviously alive, it passed through a nar, it became wet. Now that it's wet, it's huchsher lekabel tumah. If it later goes into a beis hakfaris, it comes in contact with a maize, it could become tamei. Meaning, who's the tana that holds that according to the Chachamim, a ben pekua not only is a mutter la'achila without shechita, but we look at it as if it's shachut right now, so that it's subject to the laws of tumas eichlin. I'm Rabbi Yochanan. So Rabbi Yochanan said, Rabbi Yisai Aglili. It's Rabbi Yisai Aglili. Meaning, not everybody agrees. Not everybody would agree to this idea that according to the Chachamim, a ben pekua is viewed as if it's dead, so that it's now subject to the laws of tumas eichlin. It's the opinion of a yachid. Who's the Yachid? Rabbi Yosei Aglili. The time you learn to the Brice, Rabbi Yosei, Rabbi Shem, Rabbi Yosei, Rabbi Yosei Aglili. Metama Tumas Oichlin, Vitzarech Achshir. Rabbi Yosei Aglili said that a Ben Pekua could become Tomei Tumas Oichlin, but like all foods, it needs to be Huchshir Lekabel Tumah first. First has to become wet in order for it to be able to become Tomei. The Chachamim Oichlin, the Chachamim argue, and they say, Eina Metama Tumas Oichlin, Ibnei Shuchai. At the end of the day, it's true that Ben Pekua had in it a Chaloy Shchita. And it's for that reason, if you want to eat it now, it doesn't need a new shechita. The shechita of the mother worked for the ben pekua, but at the same time, it's alive. And being that it's alive, an animal that's alive, even in, from a halachic perspective, on some level, maybe we could look at it as if it's dead, but that's not enough for the laws of Tumas Eichlin. Either way, it's machlokes Rabbi Yosei Aglili and the Chachamim. So if you have a stam braisa that says over banar huchsher halach lebeis hakfaris nitma, Rabbi Yochanan said it must be that braisa, although it was mentioned anonymously, it must be the opinion of a yachid. It's the opinion of Rabbi Yosei Aglili. Says the Gemara va'oz Rabbi Yochanan l'tamei that this Rabbi Yochanan who said that that braisa is going according to Rabbi Yosei Aglili is Rabbi Yochanan l'shitasit. I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan once said something very similar. He said Rabbi Yosei Aglili u beishan. Rabbi Yisrael, both said the same chiddush. Rabbi Yisrael, the halacha that we just said, that it's possible for a live animal to be subject to the laws of Tumas Ayuchlin. I thought a live animal can never become Tame. We're talking about a Ben Pekua, which has the din of a dead animal, so that even though it's alive, it could still be Tame. That's Rabbi Yosei Aglili, Beishamai. That's not, we learned in a Mishnah, and this is a Mishnah in Mesechtes Uktzin, so a lot of Tahiris. Dogim, Me'ima, Sain Bekablin Toma. Fish, like animals, can only become Tame once they're dead. Or at least that's what you would think before this Mishnah. If they're alive, it's a regular live Baal Chai that can't not become tummy, stating that a three-way machlokes gedolei atanan, when in fact a fish is deemed dead to the point where now it could become tummy. B'shamay Eber B'shamay says Mishia Tzudu. As soon as the fisherman has the fish inside his net, even if the fish is still in the water, even if the fish is still alive, at that point he knows that the end is very, very near, and as a result, he's considered dead enough that he could become Tommy. No, you need that the fish should actually be dead. It should not have a pulse in order for you to say that the fish can now become Tommy. Rabbi Akiva says, it's not when it's in the net, it's not when it's dead, but rather, it's from the time when it can't live anymore. Rabbi Akiva sounds very similar to Beisil. Beisil says from when it's dead, Rabbi Akiva says from when it can't live anymore. Rabbi Yechanan said, Dag mikarteya ikibinayu. The nafkamina is when the fish is outside of the water, it's flapping, it's about to die, but it's still alive. According to Basil, it can't become tummy at that second, because Basil says, Misha Yomusu, it actually has to be dead. Rabbi Akiva, however, argues, Rabbi Akiva says, Misha She'en Yichayon L'chayos, at that point, it's not in the net in the water, it's much further down the road, it's already flapping outside of the water. At that point, the halacha is, you'd be able to be tummy. Either way, says the Gemara, that Beishamai, who said that a fish could become tummy while it's alive, as long as it's in the net of the fisherman, even if it's inside the water, that's essentially said Rabbi Yaichan Chiddush, because ordinarily a live Baal Chai cannot be Tameh. Stating that, you find exceptions to the rule. Rabbi Yaichan Aglili said it with regards to a Ben Pekua. It's considered dead because of the fact that there was a Chaloi Shechita in the Ben Pekua. That's enough to say that as long as it's Huchshar, it could become Tameh. Beishamai said a similar thing. Beishamai was talking about fish and said that as soon as the fish is inside the net of the fisherman, it's considered dead enough that it can now become Tommy. By Rav Chisda, on the topic of these fish, Rav Chisda had any baya. No, do bedogam simonei treifa ma. What would be the halacha if a fish had in it simonei treifa? So it's not in the fisherman's net necessarily. It's not outside the water. It's certainly not dead. But it has simonei treifa. And Rashi lists one of the yud ches treifas that we discussed in great detail when we learned perikei l'treifa. So now you have a fish that has treifa. Now usually you don't think of treifa and fish together. Why not? Because treifa is halacha in shchita. Basu basa the treifa loisei chelu is a sif katan in the laws of shchita. Fish doesn't require shchita. You could eat a fish if it's dead. As long as it's not alive anymore, there's no halachas of nevela, there's no halachas of treifa either. Stating that, Rav Chisda wanted to know, with regards to the halacha of a fish becoming tamei, what if it has simonei treifa? And he said, tiboy leman nama treifa chaya, v'tiboy leman nama treifa eni chaya. Rav Chisda said, I hear a shayla, if you hold treifa chaya, I hear a shayla, if you hold treifa eni chaya. Tiboy leman nama treifa chaya. Even according to the man nama that says treifa chaya, behema hu d'nefisha chiyusa. Maybe that's only for a behema who's nafish chiyusa. Avodogim d'lein nafisha chiyusa. It's much easier to kill a fish than it is to kill an animal. Loi, maybe even the man nama that says treifa chaya would agree that treifa ain't a chaya, and as a result, once the fish has simone treifa, at that point it could become tummy. Or perhaps the man nama treifa ain't a chaya. Maybe even if you're treifa ain't a chaya, hanimi l'behema. You find the concept of treifa by behema. The eish b'mina shchita, with his shchita. Avodogim d'lein mina shchita, eima loi. But by fish, even though it's easier to kill the fish, but at the end of the day, the laws of treifas are I think we know that. And as a result, they were said by behema. It's a halacha in hilchos shchita. You don't find such a halacha with regards to fish. So maybe even if you'll treifa in a chaya, treifa cannot impact fish. Says the Gemara, teiku. Now Rashi's mefarish the Gemara that Rav Chisda Shaila of Noldu bin Dogim Simone treifa mahu was going according to Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva that said that you don't need the animal, the fish, to be dead in order for it to be roi l'kabel tum. What you need is that it should be outside of the water, mefarfer, it's about to die, that's enough. Rav Chisda wanted to know, what if it's not outside the water, about to die in seconds, but it has Simonei Treifa? We know there's an idea that Simonei Treifa allow us to look at something alive as if it's not no longer alive. And is that at least enough in Rabbi Akiva's world to say that Simonei Treifa is going to be like the fish being out of the water? But according to Beis Hillel, who holds that you need that the fish should physically be dead in order for it to be roi lekabel tumah, it's pashut Simonei Treifa is not enough to render the fish dead. So according to Rabbi Akiva, where it doesn't have to be dead, it just has to be samuch lemisasai. That was Rav Chisda Shaila. How do you look at Simonei Treifa when it comes to these fish? But according to Beis Hillel, that it physically has to be dead, over there Rashi says, it's pashit that the Gemara never cleared the Shaila. In other words, the Bayi Rav Chisda, these seven lines that we just read, says Rashi is all going according to Rabbi Akiva. But according to Beis Hillel, there was never such a Shiloh. We'll see soon when we speak out some raid that not all the Rishonim agree with that, and there's a very nice raid related to this Rashi. But either way, for now, another Gemara. Tila Nefel. What's the halacha if a behema had a Nefel? It miscarried a child. And the Gemara wants to know, what's the halacha as it relates to the Chelev of the Nefel? So this is a female behema. It has an uber in its womb. This uber just miscarried. So it was born, but it's not alive. And the question is, the chelev of a behemoth, which is always aser, it's very aser, it's one of the chayve krisos, that's how aser it is. So what about the chelev of this uber? Is it going to be mutter, is it going to be aser? Says the Gemara, it's machlekes amiram. Rabbi Yechon amach chelev kichelev behemoth. We look at the chelev as the chelev of a behemoth. Chelev of a behemoth is aser, it's going to be aser. We look at it as the chelev of a chaya. And the chelev of a chaya is mutter. It's just another way of saying that it's not going to be mutter. Rabbi Yechon says, it's going to be also avira garin, because he holds that the status of behema, this way Rashi explains the Gemara, is completed as soon as the baby is born. So as soon as this uber is yoytze la avira oilam, avira garin, then it should be a behema. If it's a behema, its chelav is the chelav of a behema. The Torah says the chelav of a behema is aser. Rav Shimon Lakasha mar chelbek chelav chaya. He doesn't look at the chelav as a chelav of a behema because he holds chadashim garmi. It's not the fact that the uber was yatzala avra oilam that completes the status of behema, thus renders its chelav kechelav a behema. But rather, it has to be called a chadashim. The behema, the uber, is not considered behema, quote unquote, until it's fully developed. And being that this was a nefel, it was never fully developed. It was 8 months old, let's say. So as a result, it's not going to be considered a behema. So in other words, what you see from this Gemara is an interesting chiddush. Usually you think a behema that's pregnant, its uber is a behema. I mean, it could be a 3 months, 4 months, 8 months, 9 months developed, nefel not developed, kol lo chadashim. But it's a behema, what else is it? You see, for the Gemara, not that way. That behema is a status that you have to earn. It's a chashivos. You have to earn the tire of behema. You don't just get it so simply. When does it become attained? Machlokes Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish. According to Rabbi Yochanan, it's established when it comes la avir oilam. So if it was a nefel and it was yotzal avir oilam, it's going to be a behema. L'may nafkamina tzcheilav is going to be yotzal. According to Reish Lakish, it has to be kolay chadashav. And until it's kolay chadashav, it's not yet a behema. What is it? Achaya. But a behema, it's not going to be. Says the Gemara. Ikad Amri, some had a different version of this machlek. It's kolay chadashav. Everybody agrees, Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, that if this uber, this fetus was not fully developed, it's not considered a behema. And as a result, its tzcheilav is treated like the chaylav of a chaya, it's going to be mutter. Keep pleading. The machlekes was hechad ha'hoish yada lebei behema v'talash chelev shel ben tes chay v'achal. It was a different machlekes. It was a machlekes more related to the sugyas that we're learning right now, where there was a behema that had in it this uber. It was 9 months old and it was alive. And now somebody stuck his hand into the womb of the mother cow, took out the chelev of the uber. And the question is this chelev mutter ras? Rabbi Yechanan says chelev chelev behema. Rabbi Yechanan says it's going to be us because chadashim garmi. Because even though it was never yatzal avar oilam, it doesn't matter. At the end of the day, it's fully developed, and that's enough to treat it as a behema. Thus, its chelev is going to be us. Shemalakasham chelev chelev chaya chadashim ve'avira garmi. You have to have chadashim and you have to have avira. And being that you don't have both, it's not going to be. Meaning, if it was like kalu loy chadashim, it's for sure going to be mutter. The question was where it was kalu loy chadashim. because otherwise there's no starting point. Until the Uber is 9 months old, it's definitely not a behem. The question is if it was kolei chadasha, but it was layotza lavaroyla. How's that possible? Very simple. Where the person stuck his hand into the rechem and took out the chalev. So do you say that it was yotza lav? It being that it was layotza lavaroyla, that's a reason that it should be kechelov chay, which is Rish Lakish. Or do you say that as long as chadashim it had months, that's going to be enough? Fake the gemara. It's Rabbi Yechon Rish Lakish. Rabbi Yechon asked Rish Lakish akasha from a halacha in kotchim. Ma chelov shtei kloyes amuris ba'asham mutza michlal shlil af kol mutza michlal shlil. We know that the chalavim of a behema that's kotchim was put on the mizbeach. So anytime a carbon was brought, so part of the carbon was eaten, meaning part of the meat of the carbon was eaten by the kehanim, sometimes by the bialim, and part of the meat was put on the mizbeach. What was put on the mizbeach? The chalavim. The same chalavim that in a behema's chulin are aser ba'achila, are chayve krisis, those same chalavim, if it was a behema's kachim, that was achila's mizbeach. That's what was given to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now the Torah repeats the halacha that the chalavim of a behema goes on the mizbeach by the carbon asham. And the Gemara is bothered that why the Torah have to repeat it. Says the Gemara, a braisa. When the Torah talks about the chalavim of an asham, it doesn't include the chalavim of its fetus. You know why? Because an asham is always a zachar. So if it's always a zachar, it doesn't have a fetus. And as a result, clearly when the Torah talks about its chalavim going on the mizbeach, it means the chalavim of the animal. It doesn't mean the shlil. Afkal, so too the halacha is, if you had a female behema, skachim, Rashi says like a shlomim, for example, which could be either a zachar or an ikeva, the halacha is the shlil is not going to be included. Says the Gemara. So this is Rabbi Yochanan asking to Rish Lakish. Bishlami lididi, bishlami according to me, it's understood why we need a pasuk to be reminded. Because being that I hold that a fully developed uber, even if it was lo yotzei lavra olam, it's considered a behema. Thus, its chelev is considered chelev with regards to karis. You would have a havamina that its chelev also should go on the mizbeach. Because if it's part of a larger animal, it's in its mother, that's a shlomim, so maybe all the chalavim of this shlomim go on the mizbeach. It doesn't matter if it's the chalavim of the mother, it's the chalavim of the uber. But according to Reish Lakish, that holds that until the baby is born, it's not considered a behema, quote unquote, with regards to chalev, and the chalev is mutter b'achila, and my yitzrich. So if the chalev is mutter b'achila, it's not chalev. So if it's not chalev, why would you need a Jerusha from Asham to teach me that chelev doesn't go on the mizbeach? On Malais, Reish Lakish said, very geschmack, I hear. But at the same time of didi nami mehacha. You're right. From the havamin of the price, from the fact that we need a pasuk by carbon Asham is a raya that there would have been a tzad that the shlil of the behema should be considered a behema even though it was layotza lavar oila. So the havamin of this whole discussion is a raya to Rabbi Yochanan. But why are we going to prove anything from the havamina? Let's look at the maskana. What's the bottom line of this braisa? The bottom line is that you don't put the chalavim on the mizbeach. Why not? Zok Rish Lakish, I think the reason you don't put it on the mizbeach is because what the Torah is coming to tell me is that it's not called chalav. I'm working backwards. You're right. You see clearly that there would have been a havamina. Rabbi Yochanan, I'm not saying that your svar is not good. I'm not saying it's not a havamina. But what I am saying is that at the end of the day, from this price, I think it's a riot to me. Because what we see in this price is that you don't take the chalavim of the baby and put it on the mizbeach. Why not? It's part of a shlamim. You're taking the chalavim of the mother. Why not take the chalavim of the child? A muzain that the Bryce is coming to teach me that the chalavim is not considered chalavim. If it's not considered chalavim with regards to the mitzvah of Akhtar, I don't think it should be considered chalavim with regards to the Isra Chalav as well. In fact, the Gemara now brings another version of this exchange between Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish, and in the Ve'ikad Amri, Rish Lakish was the one bringing a raya from this Bryce. Because really, if you think about it, this Bryce seems a little bit more like Rish Lakish than Rabbi Yochanan. Ikad Amri, Isra Yoshim, and Lakish, Rabbi Yochanan, Rish Lakish was the one who asked the Kasha. He was on the offensive. He said, according to me, it's understood. It makes sense why the chalavim of the baby don't go on the mizbeach. Because I hold it's not chalavim yet. It's not chalavim with regards to haktara. It's not chalavim with regards to achila. But according to you, why are you putting it on the mizbeach? If you tell me there's an issa chalev, why doesn't it go on the mizbeach? I'm going to say, okay, you want to ask me a kash? It's not a kash. There's a lot of psulim. There's a lot of animals or parts of animals that technically meet the criteria of chela, but still they don't have a din to go on the mizbeach. Muchos is man. An animal doesn't go on the mizbeach until it's 8 days old. So what are you going to tell me? Because it's not a behemoth, there's no isa chela? Of course there's an isa chela, but there's a nupsal called muchos is man. So I hold that this is like garaf am a mechusar zman, and as a result, the chelav is not going to go on the mezbech. But the fact that you don't put on the mezbech, said Rabbi Yochanan, is not a raya that it's not considered chelav. Either way, zok to Gemara vayter another sugya. Amar Rab Ami hashoichet es hatreifa umatzabal bentes gishmak hashayim. So in the mission we have a machlekes where Meir and the Chachamim, you shechted an animal and you found a bentes, a lebedig ki. This is an animal that's going to be marach yom v'shonim. Right, it's a healthy animal. So the question is, and now it goes out, you want to eat it. Do I have to shecht it? Do I not have to shecht it? Meir says, you have to shecht it. I wasn't it inside the womb of the animal? It was in the mechitzas of the mother. It didn't stick its hand out, not its head out. So what's the problem? Why shouldn't the shechita of the mother work? Says Rameir. Because even though there is a halacha of kol behema, ba behema, but with the exception of a ben pekua, if it's a fully developed animal, at that point, it's not going to become mutter with the shechita of the mother. The Chachamim argued, the Chachamim said not that way. Said Rav Ami, what would be in the following case? If somebody shechted an animal, a female animal, they found out afterwards that it was a treifa. Right? They inspected the lungs. There was sirchus. It was a treifa. Not just that. It was also a mi'uberes. And the baby came out, and it was a fully developed child. It was 9 months old, and it's going to be able to live. The question is, what's the halacha now with regards to this child? Said Rav Ami very geshmak. L'divrei ha'oyser mater. According to Rav Meir, that says the shechita of the mother does not work for the ben pekua. So the fact that the shechita was a shechitas treifa, quote unquote, is going to have no impact on the child. Why? Because the child anyways was never shayach to the mother. The shechita never worked for it anyways. As a result, it's mutter. You treat it like any other ben pekua. It's a ben pekua. You want to eat it. You have to shecht it, of course. That's Ramei Ashita, and it's going to be fine. The divrei amater, however, according to the man that holds that you don't have to shecht the ben pekua, the halach is oyser. This animal is going to be off limits. You're not going to be able to eat it. Why not? And this is very lomdish. Because you can't eat it based on the shechita of the mother, because the shechita of the mother was a shechita streifa. And you can't do another shechita later, because it already had a shechita. I mean that it already had a shechita, at this point, there's no way to go ahead and do a second shechita. So the bottom line is because of the kula of ben pekua, in this case, it's going to come out of chumra. So Rav Ami said, very nice. L'divrei ha'oyser, that's Rav Meir, in this case, it's going to be mutter. What does mutter mean? Mutter with a shechita. L'divrei amater, but according to my number that says the ben pekua becomes mutter with the shechita of the mother, in this case, oyser, it's going to be oser, because you can't become mutter with the shechita of the mother. And once you did a bad shechita, you can't do another shechita because it was already chal in a shechita. Rava says no. Even according to the Chachamim, that whole that ben pekua becomes mutter with the shechita and the mother. In this case, it's going to be mutter as well. Why? Because dalit simanim ach shevei rachmanim. The way we look at ben pekua is the Torah gave you two choices. The Torah gave it four simanim. Usually, an animal has two simanim, the kana and the veshet, respectively. This animal has four simanim. If you want, you could shecht the mother simanim. If you want, you could shecht the child simanim. But you don't say that if you shechted the mother simanim and there was an issue with it, so now you don't have the option. No, you have two options. There's Dalit Simanim, Achshar Achmanim. So you're right, usually the mother Simanim is enough. So you don't have to worry beyond that. Over here, the mother Simanim is not enough. Why? Because it was a Shechitas Treifa. So over here, you're going to be able to work with the Simanim of the child. Zok Gemara, Am Rav Chizda. Rav Chizda said, HaShechitas HaTreifa, U'matzaba Ben Teschai. So, this is our case. Somebody shechted an animal, it was a mother, it was a treifa, and they found that it handed it a ben pekua. So, the halacha is, ton shechita, you have to shecht the ben pekua. This is true. Pasha, point to everybody. There's no way the shechita of the mother is going to work. You have to give the matnas kuni, you have to give every time you shecht the behemoth schulen. Every time you shecht the behemoth schulen, you have to give the zroya, the lechayim, and the keva to the Kayin. In this case, you're going to have to do the same thing. Additionally, if the ben pekua dies, tahar milatame b'mas. This is a chiddush. If the ben pekua dies, it's not going to be Thomas. It's not going to be Tommy Thomas Nevela. Why not? Because it had a shechita already. Because when you shechted the mother, even though the shechita didn't work to be metaher the ben pekua, to be matter the ben pekua, not metaher, to be matter the ben pekua, it did work to be metaher the ben pekua. On some level, there was shechita. And as a result, it's going to be mutter. Or it's going to be tahar. So again, you shechted
the
right. And the reason is like this. Because shechita of a treifa is not matter the treifa b'achila, but shechita of a treifa is metaher the mother. So being that it was metaher the mother, it could be metaher the uber as well. So again, this was the case. You shechted a mother that was a treifa, and you found that it had a ben pekua. Says Rav Chizda, as it relates to the ben pekua, ton shchita. You need to do a regular shchita. As it relates to eating it, you're going to give matnas kuna, you're going to have to do a shchita, you're going to have to be worried about the laws of shia and adrasa and agrav. You need a regular shchita. There's no question, what do you mean? Didn't the mother already have a shchita? Yeah, it's true, the mother had a shchita, but it was a shchita streifa. But at the same time, this animal, when it dies, despite the fact that it needs a treifa, will never be tamei tumas nevela. What do you mean? If it needs shchita and now it dies, so it's a nevela. So doesn't a nevela have tumas nevela? Yeah, because ahani lay the shchita of the treifa to work at least to the degree that it's not going to be tamei tumas nevela. And the reason is because the shchita worked for the mother, for the treifa itself, that it shouldn't have tumas nevela. So if it worked for the mother to not have tumas nevela, it's going to work for the child to not have tumas nevela either. Oh, malei Rava. So Rava told Rav Chizda, it doesn't make any sense. Ton shchita, if you're telling me that it needs shchita, who must you be going according to? Kaman, Rav Meir. It sounds to me like you're going like Rav Meir. You're going like Rav Meir that holds that a ben pakur doesn't become mutim with the mother. But then you're telling me a meis tar melatame b'masa. Then you're telling me it doesn't become tame. Come on, Rabbanan. That's going to Rabbanan. That holds that the shechita of the mother does work for the ben pakur. So Rav Chizda told Rav, why are you asking a kash on me? What I'm saying, you should know, is a mefurish abrais. Hadit tani Rav Chi. Rav Chi already said this. Hashagat nesat treifa matzav ben teschai. Same exact case. Ton shechita. V'chai b'zoi v'lechaim v'akeva. The meis tar melatame b'masa. It's verbatim Rav Chizda. Shchita command, when Rav Chiya said in the Braisa that the Ben Pekua needs Shchita, is going according to Rav Meir, right? The Emes Tarmel L'tam of Amasa, who's it going according to? Meaning you're saying there was a Shchita that was Matar from Tumas Tevela. It's obvious Rabbanan. So Rava, why are you asking a Kasha on me? Isn't it a Kasha on Braisa? So Rava said, no, holy Kasha. On the Braisa, I'm not asking a Kasha. Because the Braisa, you could always be Matargin. You could add a letter sometimes, right? Amiram knew when a braisa was properly edited, when it wasn't properly edited, and they knew what kind of gersois they were allowed to manipulate when it came to understanding braisas. So Rava said, the braisa is not bothering me, because I could always say that Rav Chiya im kvar matzo imes kamar, that the last thing Rav Chiya said, v'imes, tamal t'habu masa, the way you read it is not v'imes, but rather the way you're supposed to read it is im kvar matzo imes. If you found it dead, meaning it wasn't a ben pakua. So Avraham Meir agrees. There's no machlokes. Everybody agrees that the shchita of the mother is going to work. El didach kasha. But you're being pretty clear. You're not saying ikfar matzameis. You're telling me ve'imeis. So what you're telling me is a stira. Because ton shchita would suggest kiram Meir. And v'meis tarm al tam b'masa would suggest like the chachamim. Amalei tzi tol l'di nami like kasha. It's not a kasha. Dalet simonim. Achshu ve'rachmana. I hold like the chachamim. But at the same time, even the Chachamim agree that if you shechted a treifa, the halacha is you would be able to do another shechita with the child and it's going to be mutav achila. Why would you be able to do another shechita? Didn't it already have a shechita? It's true it already had a shechita, but at the same time, when you do now a new shechita, it's okay because that's the halacha ben pakua. The halacha ben pakua is either it could become mutav with the shechita of the mother or it could become mutav with the shechita of the child. So either one of the shechitas work. So of course I'm going according to the Chachamim, said Rav Chizda, not like Rav Meir. We're going according to the Chachamim. We pass on like the Chachamim. We pass in the Ben Pakua is Mutar Bachil. So he's going according to the Chachamim that a Ben Pakua is Mutar Bachil. And it's for that reason, if this animal dies, it's not going to be Tomi Tumas Nevela. Because Ahani Le Shchita of the mother, at the very least, for it to be Metairit from Tumas Nevela. But at the same time, I also hold that despite the fact that it had a Shchita that worked to be Metairit from Tumas Nevela, you could do another Shchita to be matured b'achila. How does that make sense? It makes sense because that's the way the Torah designed this halacha, the katchila. Dalet simanim achshu b'rachmana. Either way, Rav Chizda essentially holds like what Rava said on the bottom of Amud Aleph. Either way, Zok de Gemara Vaitik. So look, Rav Zera, one last point on this. Ashkechele Rav Asi. Rav Zera famously went from Babel to Eretz Yisrael. So he came to Eretz Yisrael, he met Rav Asi. The Yosef HaKamale, so Rashi says that it was Rav Asi who heard Rav Zera talking and learning, and he said over the Hoshmaita, he said over this halacha with regards to if somebody shechts a treifa and there was a ben pakua, that even according to the Chachamim, you could do another shechita. So he said, Amalei Yeyasher. So Rav Asi told Rav Zeira, you're saying very good. And he said, by the way, v'chinam Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said the same thing that you said. So that's the ultimate askama. He got askama from the God of Adar. He said, if Rabbi Yochanan said what you said. But the Gemara says, b'chlau du pol gelar rishlokish, when he said, v'chinam Rabbi Yochanan,
were we supposed to imply Reish Lakish didn't say that? So the Gemara says no. Either Misha Habeshoi Levish Asiklet. So Rashi says that when Min Hogeshol Reish Lakish, it's kedai to see the Rashi inside. Dibra Masko Misha Habeshoi Min Hogeshol Reish Lakish, Kishaim Rabbi Yechon and Shmuish, ain't a Maidalai. When Rabbi Yechon would say something and Reish Lakish didn't agree with it, he wouldn't say anything right away. But rather, Shah Reish Lakish, Shah Ishtayim. He would wait a little bit of time. Kaidim shayachlik olav. Ula yachzer. To make sure, he thought maybe Rabbi Yechon would change his mind. So Pashit, he would wait to think through the question. Rashi says, no, he was waiting to see if Rabbi Yechon was going to stand his ground. And he was going to maintain his position. Either way, that's exactly what happened. Ubatoich kach yotzer Ravasi. Ravasi walked out. He had no idea whether Reish Lakish entered the bargain. So when he said Rabbi Yechon, he didn't mean Reish Lakish. He knew Reish Lakish wasn't sure about it. And he knew Reish Lakish was going to wait around and to see what he held. But he said, I never heard anything one way or another from Reish Lakish, so I can't tell you for sure, definitively, about Reish Lakish. Some say, Rabbi Yechon was drinking water, Rashi says. When Rabbi Yechon had said it, so Reish Lakish didn't comment, and Ravasi wasn't sure if the reason Reish Lakish didn't comment is simply because he was drinking water, or he didn't comment because he was masking. He held that Rabbi Yechon was right. In other words, we have a shayla over here. Somebody shechts a treifa, and he found a ben pakua. So how does it impact? Could you go now do a proper shechita? Obviously, the shechita of the treifa is not going to work for the ben pakua. The question is, can you do a new shechita? Meir fashteitzach, you could. The shechita of the mother never impacted the child. So just like if it wasn't a treifa, the shechita of the mother wouldn't work for the uber. If it was a treifa, the fact that there was a shechita done with the treifa doesn't affect the uber. The question is, according to the Chachamim, l'divrei hamater, do you say aser, do you not say aser? Either way, that is this Gemara exel. So before we go weiter and conclude the sugya of Ben Pekua, just one har. And that is that we mentioned on Daf Ayin Hey Amar Aleph a shaila with regards to fish. The Gemara brought a Mishnah in the third perek of Mesechtes Uktzin that discusses fish that are, when do they become ra'oi and huchsher lekabel toma? An animal, any bal chai, with the exception of a human being, while it's alive, cannot become tamei. Once an animal dies, it becomes tamas nevela. Even basar shchuta, if it's huchsher lekabel toma and it comes in contact with a sheretz, it too can become tamei. But a live animal can't become tamei. Once it's dead, now it's subject to the laws of tumas eichel. And the Mishnah, Mesechtos Uktzin, discusses what about fish? And with regards to fish, it's not so straightforward. Beis Shammai says, as soon as they're in the fisherman's net, they're going to die, and that's enough to say that right now they can become tamei. Beis Hillel says, no, even by fish, they physically have to be dead. Rabbi Akiva said that mishasha in a yochel lichyas, which is some in-between stage, that they don't physically have to be dead, but once they're out of the water, for example, and they're being mefarfer, that's enough for them to be at the point where they can now become tamei. Rav Chisda declared a shayla, he wanted to know, what if it was nolded by simani treif? What would be the halacha if a fish had simani treif? And Rashi explained the Gemara, Aliba the Rabbi Akiva, who says that they don't have to be dead in order for them to be muchshel lekabel toma. So what if you have a fish that's alive, but it has simani treif? Is that enough that we can look at it as ein yochel lichyos, so that according to Rabbi Akiva, it would now be ra'yu lekabel toma? Or do we say, no, at the end of the day, it's not out of the water, it has simoni treifa, it's a candle of Yud Beis Chodesh maybe, but that's not enough to say that it shouldn't be able to be b'kabel tumma, and Rash, and the Gemara concludes, and the Gemara says, take. But either way, this is all Rashi's pshat in the Gemara. The Rav Chisda Shaila was Aliba de Rabbi Akiva, and Pashtus Rashi held that according to the Beis Hillel, who says that you need for it to physically die, it's pasha. No one's going to say that if it has simoni treifa, that's going to be enough for us to look at it as if it's dead. Stating that, the Rambam in Perik Beis, Hilchas Tumas Oichlin, Halacha Vav, clearly implied, held that the sugya is meant to be learned differently. The Rambam brings this halacha. And the Rambam says, Mashiach Musa. It's Mekabel Tumah from the time it dies. Whose sheet is that? That sheet is Beis Hillel. Then the Rambam continues, and the Rambam says, what happens if the fish had a simen treifa? And now they became Tumah. Harish Badava Sophic says the Rambam. Says the Rambam, it's a Sophic. What's the Rambam Sofik? Rav Chisda Sofik. And the Gemara never resolved Rav Chisda Sofik. The Gemara said Teiku. So the Gemara said Teiku. The Rambam has no way of resolving the Sofik. So it says the Rambam that when do fish become Tamei Mishayam Musa? Stating that, if it had Simone Trefo, I'm not sure what the Allah is. Now the Rambam passed like Beis Hillel. And still the Rambam brings Rav Chisda Zibaya. If Rav Chisda Zibaya is all according to Rav Yakiva, who also doesn't have to be dead, then what's the Rambam bringing Rav Chisda Sofik? The Rambam passing like Beis Hillel has to be dead anyways. So, Simani Trefa is going to make it as if it's dead. Elamai, you see the Rambam learned the sugya, not like Rashi. The Rambam learned the sugya that Rav Chisda Shaila was a Shaila Aliba the Beis Hillel. It wasn't a Shaila Aliba the Rabbi Akiva. Thus, despite the fact that the Rambam paskind like Beis Hillel, still he brought the Shaila, what would be the halacha of Simani Trefa? Stating that, the Mechas Chinuch, the Mitzvah Kuf Samech says that it's Sarachin. I don't understand the Rambam. He says why? Bishlam, the way Rashi learned the sugya, that the Shaila was according to Rabbi Akiva. What's Rabbi Akiva's criteria for a fish to be able to become Tameh? It has to be at a point where it's Ein Yochel Lichyoitz. So Rav Chisda has a nice Shaila in light of 3.5 weeks of Daf Yoimi, Perik Elu Trefes, Trefa Ein Echaya, the Simani Trefa enough to make it Ein Yochel Lichyoitz. Nice Shaila. Maybe yeah, maybe no. Tishbi Yataritz Kushes V'Abois, we have to wait for Eliyahu Navi to resolve this Shaila. Such a good Shaila. But the Rambam, but according to Beis Hillel, who holds that fish become ro'i l'kabel tumah when they're dead, it could have a trefa, it could have 10 trefas. At the end of the day, it's alive right now. What does trefa mean? Trefa means that it's going to die, but it's not dead. So if Beis Hillel said that you need the fish to be dead in order for it to be ro'i l'kabel tumah, what's Rav Chisda Shaila? And the Minchas Chinuch is very bothered by it. Says the Minchas Chinuch, I think it's kedai to even hear his lashon. Ach nis yashafti. I thought about it, and you know what? It doesn't bother me so much, the Rambam. The Yesh Loimar. The Rambam soiver do yiboy yigam alibit Beis Hillel. That the Rambam held the yiboy is even according to Beis Hillel. Va'afta soiver m'shei yamusu, even though Beis Hillel and the Rambam held that fish only become ro'i l'kabel tumah when they die, mikol tre'makayim, the Rambam must have held trefa havalei kemes. That when an animal is a trefa, it's as if it's dead. And says the Michas Chinuch, even though at first glance it sounds like a big chiddush, but if somebody kills a goyseis, he's chayv misa. But a hoyrig trefa potter umefarisham, it's alma trefa havele yoyse kemes mi goyseis. So you see, there's a new halacha that when someone has simani trefa, he's treated like a mes. Either way, says that's what the Rambam must have held. That it's true the boy is all according to Beis Hillel, and it's true Beis Hillel says mishe yamuso in order for it to be royal kabbal. But Vaistois a chiddush. What's the chiddush? Trefa havalei kemes. And if trefa is havalei kemes, that's going to be enough to say that right now we may be looking at it as dead. And a fish that's dead is roi l'kabel tumah. Maybe there's going to be roi l'kabel tumah as well. And this is an unbelievable chiddush. We did not see this in Perakei l'treifas. In Perakei l'treifas, when we discussed halachas of trefa, it was always that. Once an animal's a trefa, we know it's going to die. But whoever said that you look at a trefa as if it's dead right now? This is a chiddush that we had to wait for Perak Behema Makasha, tucked away. Here in Daf Ayin Hey, the way the Rambam in Perik Beis Hilbichos Tumus Oichlin learned of Chizda Shaila and Daf Ayin Hey and Aleph with the beer, the Minchas Chinuch, you see over here a new Chiddush in Trefas, that a Trefa, not only is it made to die, but with regards to certain halachas, we can look at it as if it's dead. Where do you have these halachas? So we have two. We have our sugya right here, that even though Beis Hillel holds that fish can only become Tami Mishay Yamusu, Rav Chisda had a suffix, that maybe once it has a trefa, we look at it as if it's dead, and the Mechas Chinuch has his Gemara in Sanhedrin Ayiches, where if somebody kills a trefa, he's potter, and the beer is with this lumbus. Because trefa is looked at as if he's dead, not with regards to all halachas. I mean, if we looked at it as it's dead, you'd have Thomas Nevela. So obviously, it's only with regards to certain halachas, but at least two applications of this thing. So this is the third chiddush with regards to the sugyas of trefas that we found in Perek Behema Avakasha. The first one was last Sunday, Taf Samaches Amid Beis, where we spoke at the whole Shaila, if there's a Nesra. Once an animal has a simen trefa, does that mean it's going to be a trefa forever? Like you have in your vomis. Once a woman can't fall a yibum, even if the circumstances change, she's going to be awesome forever. That Rav Belsky discussed by Barichas and his Tshuvas. We spoke out many times, we had a Perek Behema Makasha, Rav Shimon Shita, that if a kosher animal gives birth to an animal that doesn't have the simane tahira, kal would be mei para. Rav Shimon says it's awesome. We spoke out from the Rogan Chavagoyan, who said that it's because of Siba versus Simon. That was an Elo Trefa Sugya, a big Yisoy that we saw here. Siba, this is the third one, that there's an idea that Trefa, sometimes not only do we look at it as if it's going to die, but with regards to certain halachas, we look at it as if it's dead as well. But it's interesting that Mechas Chinuch brings a Yamshel Shloima that says, why did the Rambam pasken like Beis Hillel? I mean, Rashi was mefarish sugya like Rabbi Akiva. It seems a little bit more mistaber that the sugya is alibed Rabbi Akiva. Beis Hillel, who says that you need the fish to be dead, why should simani trefa be considered as if it's dead? Okay, the Mechas Chinuch said nis yashafti. I figured it out. But at the same time, it still seems a little bit more dachuk. So why did the Rambam learn the sugya like Beis Hillel and not like Rabbi Akiva? Zokti Yamshel Shloima, quoted by the Minchas Chinuch, his Pasha one. He says, because we know the halacha is always like Beis Hillel. Now, the halacha is always like Rabbi Akiva. Halacha Rabbi Akiva mechaveira. So now we have a real, what do you do? On the one hand, Rabbi Akiva. On the other hand, Beis Hillel. Says the Minchas Chinuch. That when is
when the Gemara says that halacha k'Rabbi Akiva is mechaveroi, what's the lashon Gemara? Halacha k'Rabbi Akiva mechaveroi, mechaveroi. So it's true the rule is you always pass on Rabbi Akiva, but that rule is limited to Rabbi Akiva arguing with the Yochid. So if you have a machloikas Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yishmael, that halacha is going to be like Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shimon, that halacha is going to be like Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, that halacha is going to be like Rabbi Akiva. But when it's Chavei Rav, when he's going up against a Rabbim, there's going to be a difference. So Zoki, Yamshel Shleim, you want to know why the Rambam paskind like Beis Hillel, not like Rabbi Akiva, is because the Rambam held halacha Rabbi Akiva mechavei roi. Why does he say that? The Gemara just says halacha k'Rabbi Akiva mechavei roi. But zokti Yamshel Shleimo, it's mistaber that we have to be medayik l'shoyne azov shel Gemara. It's chaver v'lo chaver rov. Thus, it made more sense to paskin like Beis. Now, the truth is that this idea of halacha k'Rabbi Akiva mechavei roi v'lo mechavei rov is a little bit of a discussion, and it's worth a little bit of a digression. The Yad Malachi in his Klolei HaTalmud. So the Yad Malachi in his Klolei HaTalmud, Simen Kuf Ayin Beis, the name of the Simen is Halacha K'Rabbi Akiva Mechaveroi V'loi Mechaveroi. And he brings Mar Mekoymus for this. He says it's Pasht. That even though the Gemara says we always pass on Rabbi Akiva, that's only Kechaveroi. If he's arguing with a Yachid. If he's arguing with a Rabbim, it's not going to be that way. Says the Yad Malachi, Umidei Dabri Bahach Klolo. Being that I'm talking about this klal, lo yodati mahayloi la'rav Magen David, I have to share with you, says the Yad Malachi, that I found the Magen David. Who's the Magen David? Also known as the Taz. Taz Magen David. So the Taz, shenichshul boy pamushnayim, he made a mistake. Not once, but twice. Shebesimen kuf samach zayin sivkotan dal, v'chein besimen tof tzadik ches sivkotan hei, kosav bepshitus, dekaimelon halacha k'Rabbi Akiva, afilo mechaveri. Twice, not once, twice the Taz says that halacha k'Rabbi Akiva mechaveri v'loi mechaveri. You can look it up, it's mefurish in the Taz. Says the Yad Malachi v'shari le'mare. It's that the Ebeshin should be moichel the Taz, because he said it in a halachic context. And it's not true. Sheto bepshitus, because he made a mistake with something that's pashut. Shegolui viyodua lefnei choyoidei dosvedin. Anyone that knows learning knows that it's true halacha k'Rabbi Akiva, but it's only mechavei roi. It's only mechavei. What the Yamshel Shleim says is the reason that the Rama Paskin then I was sugi like Basil, not like Rabbi Akiva, because Basil is a rabbin and Allah Rabbi Akiva Chaver Lechaver. Either way, as I bring the Yad Malachi. But I'll tell you something interesting. We always speak out the Chavis Yor Simen Tzadik Dalet. So the Chavis Yor, Rabbi Yor Bachrach, in the Shayos Hachuvah, Chavis Yor, Simen Tzadik Dalet, he devoted to his Klolia Talmud. And he speaks about this klal amongst many klalim that he discusses, and that is halacha k'Rabbi Akiva mechaver. Masha amru mechaver kosev atayis yonta bepshitos deloy mechavero v'chein kosev bepshitos shalos drus shaver freim etc. Alchein, he says, I found the maramakim b'tayis yontif soif perakam de shvius tayis yontif end of the first perakim sach de shvius mashma desfiro leafilo mechavero. It's mashma that he holds that halacha k'Rabbi Akiva not only mechavero afilo mechavero, and then he says even a little bit mashma that way in a toisus and yuma daf dalad amid bes. But either way, he says the chavis yor, I found the mafurish maramakim not that way. Meaning he brings it as if the pashtus is halacha k'Rabbi Akiva v'loy mechaveru, but he says I have a maramakim. My maramakim is Tosfos Yontif in the end of the first parak of Masechet Shviyos, who says that halacha k'Rabbi Akiva afilu mechaveru. So we have the Taz in two places, and now we have the Tosfos Yontif. But I think there's a third maramakim, and that's from our sugya right here. The Toras Chayim in our sugya asks on Rashi. Rashi learned that Rav Chisda Zibai was going according to Rabbi Akiva. The Rambam learned it was going according to Beis Hillel. Freik the Torah Schein. Pirish Rashi is al dibri be'ab kiva kami boile. Rashi learned the sugya dibri be'kiva. V'ktsas kasha. Why would Rashi be mafarish Rav Chisda was asking a kasha on Rabbi Akiva? It would seem to imply that Rashi would hold that the halacha is like Rabbi Akiva. Thus, the Amirak discussion of the Gemara is in Rabbi Akiva. Usually the Amiram discussed the shita with that was Aliba the Hilchasa. So Freit the Torah is Chai, V'ktas Kosha, to like Kaimel on Rabbi Akiva. We don't paskin like Rabbi Akiva here, because although it's true we paskin like Rabbi Akiva, listen to the Torah is Chai. That's all Mechaveroi, Avo Meiraboi Loi. But if Rabbi Akiva is arguing with his Rebbe, it's not true. K'may Shekos Ava Rosh Sal, B'Slev Perik Misha Meis, because it's a Mefurish Rosh I found in Bava Basra. So Freit the Torah is Chai, why Rashi learned the sugi like Rabbi Akiva, seemed to implying that Allah will be like Rabbi Akiva? Halacha is not like Rabbi Akiva. Ay, halacha k'Rabbi Akiva mechaveroi, mechaveroi v'loi me'rabboi. Where do you find that? It's a rush. Now, who's Rabbi Rabbi Akiva?
Beisul, right? So it's not so pasha. Because there's a Rashi in Perek HaMafkid, Bav Metzia, Daf Lamed Zayin, but there's a Rashi says, Rabbi Kiva was Metalmid Beis Shammai, Tais argues over there, sounds like a very big Kiddush, but it's a Rashi in Perek HaMafkid, talk to it. But regardless, whether it's Beis Shammai or Beis Sul, they're both mentioned in the Mishnah. And Halacha Rabbi Akiva Mechaber V'Lei Mirabbi. So afraid to Teres Chaim, I don't know why Rashi learned to suki like Rabbi Akiva, V'Chayishner learned like the Rambam, who was Mefarish like Beis Sul. Let me ask you a question. If there's a Halacha that's Poshut and it's Goli V'Yadua, L'Chol Yoidei Das V'Dei, everybody knows this. That Allah Rabbi Kiva Mechaver Veloy Mechaver Rav. Why the Teres Chaim asked from a Favor from a Rosh? He says, I found a Rosh. Halacha Rabbi Kiva Mechaver Veloy Merabit. That's not Goli V'yadu L'chol Yoidei Dos V'din. That's a nice Maramakim. It's a major Bekiyas of the Teres Chaim. So why did he ask from this Rosh? Why did he ask more Pashit? He should have said, Halacha Rabbi Kiva Mechaver Veloy Mechaver Rav. This is B'Sham and B'Sul. Rabbi Kiva's taking on all G'doyle, the whole Mayetzas. Everybody's arguing with over here. So L'chayra, why did he fly to the Rosh? Why did he say more Pashit? I think it's Mashma from this Teres Chaim, Tadiyak. But I think it's Mashma in this Teres Chaim that he held like the Taz in two places. And like the Taz is Yont and then the first parak of Zach Tishvias. That's not so simple. He doesn't hold Halacha Rabbi Kiva Mechaver Veloy Mechaver Rav. That wasn't even his Kasha. His Kasha was from a Rosh. The Rosh says, Halacha Rabbi Kiva Mechaveroi Veloy Mei Rabbi. Thus, he had his kasha. Incidentally, we don't just have three achroinim. We have three of the earliest achroinim. The Taz, I mean, who needs no introduction. The Tosfos Yontif, who needs no introduction. And the Teres Chaim, for those who don't know, I mean, the Teres Chaim, his name was Rabbi Avram Chaim Shor. He was the Rav in Belz, believe it or not. Belzeruv. So he was the Rav in Belz. He was Nifter in 1632. So he's from the early Achroinim. His father was a Talmud of the Ramah. His brother was the Tfu Ashar, Rabbi Chaim Shor. So the Teres Chaim, the Tosfos Yontif, and the Taz. Either way, we have three Gedolei Achroinim. I think we can just go right into the next part of Raid and we'll figure out how we handle the rest of the daf. But regardless, for now, just one more ha'arin. That is, we're talking about the Ben Pekua. We've been learning the sugis of Eva Menachai, the sugis of Nevela. So I thought it's kedai to speak out one ha'ara. And that is, everybody knows Rashi in the beginning of Parshas Vayeshev. So Parshas Vayeshev begins, Vayeshev Yaakov be'eretz Megurei Yoveh be'eretz Goshen. Chazal say, Bikish Yaakov leishev b'shalva. And unfortunately, Yosef and the brothers and the Shvatim and the Mechiris Yosef, everything happened. And the pasuk says, Elo told us Yaakov. Yosef and Shvaz Rishon, Yosef was 17 years old. Hayurayas Echo Betzoy. Vuhunaris bnei Bilos, Mei Zilpin, Shayoviv. Vayove, Yosef, Esti Basim, Ra, Leviyim. And Yosef took the Basim Hara. He spoke Lashon Hara about his brothers. What was the Lashon Hara? So Rashi says he said three things. Number one, Hayamagil Avish Hayoichel Eva Menachai. He said that my brothers, the Shvatim, they eat Eva Menachai. Number two, they're Mezalzel Bebnei Shvachis, the Kreis of They're mezalzel and the shvachis. They call them avadim. Now the three, the chashudim al arayas. And then he said, by the way, arayas also. And Rashi says, ubishlashdim lacha. Because of the three lashon haras that Yosef HaTzadik spoke, he was punished for all three. Alevim menachai. Because he said alevim menachai, the pasuk says, vayishchtu sir izin. Vimchiros alech luchai, etc. Either way, Yosef HaTzadik speaks lashon hara about his brothers. What was the lashon hara? Evim Menachai, they were mezalzel with the bnei shvachos, and they were chshudim al arayis, and this was a problem. The fact that Yosef spoke lashon hara, he was punished for it, and the punishment was vayishchetu sir izin, etc. At first glance, this chazal is tzorich biur rav. What happened? Was it true what Yosef HaTzadik said? Let's speak about Evim Menachai because we're learning mezach teshuva now. Was it true? Did the brothers really eat Eva Menachai? If that's the case, how could they possibly eat Eva Menachai? What's going on? And if it oh, that's where we're going. Excellent. Thank you. And if it's not true, it's right here. And if it's not true that they ate Eva Menachai, then Yosef was lying. What? He went to his father and he lied about the Shvatim. So before the Parshas Drachim, the Chasam Sofer, in his Pirush al HaTorah, brings a Dover Nifla from the Alshach. He says like this. The Alshach says that he found Shamati Shenimtsu B'Kovetz Yashin. This is not the Alshach, the Shlach Kaddish, I'm sorry. The Shlach Kaddish says, Shamati, I heard, Shenimtsu B'Kovetz Yashin. So he didn't see it inside. So this is the Chasam Sofer quoting a Shlach who says that he heard about a Kovetz Yashin. That says that what went on over here was his father. It says, we know that the tzaddikim were able to create things with the Sefer Yetzirah. The Gemara talks about it in Sanhedrin, Samachayim, and Beis, that Rav Chanina, Rav Oishio, they used to create an egla tilsa b'chol Erev Shabbos, al yidei Sefer Yetzirah. The Chacham Tzvi in his famous tshuva talks about if somebody creates a person on a day Sefer Yetzirah, he's mitzarev to a minion. But regardless, it's an idea that tzaddikim had the ability to create people and animals with the Sefer Yetzirah.
Says the Shlach Kodesh, Shamati Shinim Tzabakovitz Yasha. That what happened over here was the Shvatim, they had this Mesoira of how to use the Sefer Yetzirah from their father, Yaakov Avinu, heard it from Yitzchak, heard it from Avraham Avinu. And they were creating animals with the Sefer Yetzirah. Says the Shlach, it's Pasha, that if you create an animal with the Sefer Yetzirah, you're allowed to eat the animal without Shchita. Doesn't eat Shchita. It's not a regular animal that has a mother and a father. So Meir, they sat down and they ate it. Yosef HaTzadik had no idea that it was created with the Sefer HaYetzirah. As a result, Yosef HaTzadik sees them eating. He thinks they're eating Eva Menachai. The reality is that these were created B'Sefer HaYetzirah. As a result, it did not require a Shchita. And that's how you reconcile. The brothers, of course, never ate Eva Menachai. Yosef wasn't lying. He thought they were eating Eva Menachai. He was unaware. But what's amazing is that the Shloss said that he found in this Sefer that they explained all three things. This is not just the explanation for the first, quote-unquote, Dibasam Hara, Lashon Hara, that Yosef spoke about the brothers, but it was true for the other two as well. One of the things he said was that they were Nichshol and Arayis. Says the Shlach HaKadosh that they were using the Shemois to create Nikevois as well, Zchorim and Nikevois, and his Lashon is Vahayu Metailim Ima. They were spending time with them. And Yosef thought that these were regular Nikevis. And as a result, he thought it was Arayis. But being that they weren't real Nikevis, as a result, there really was no Arayis. What was the Zilzul in the Shvatim? In the Bnei HaShvachis? The Bnei HaShvachis, they wanted in. They also wanted to be able to participate in what was going on. But at the same time, says the Shlach, it's Yodua, that in order to be Oisig in the Shemes HaKadoshim, you have to be from the Miyuchasim. So it's not enough that you're Kaddish, but you also have to be a Miyuchas. The Shvatim that were the Bnei HaShvachis, they weren't Miyuchasim, because their mothers were Shvachis. And as a result, they said, no, you can't participate. You can't have from this Eva Menachai. Why not? Because you're not a Miyuchas. You don't have the Yichus to be able to be Mishtamish in something like this. So says the Shlach, Shamati Shanim Tzavakai. He says he heard that that was the Pesha. The Pesha of it was, is that this wasn't real animals, they weren't real Nikevis, and the Zilzal and the Shvatim were, because the Bnei Shvachas, they couldn't be Mishtamish, because it was all through the Shemus. But that is the rest. Says the Chassam Sofer, Masha Kosav Ashlah. He says, this that the Shlach says, you know, about Eva Menachai, it's a Dover Nifla. And what he says about the Bnei Shvachas, you know, Chassam Sofer spoke a lot about Shemus. He talks about what he saw by his Rebbe, Reb Nosson Adler, Ki Yadua, we've spoken about these things many times in the Daf. But the one thing he says is, Abba Masha Kosav Shaboru Nikevis, B'Sefer Yetzirah, that's the only comment that I have. But as it relates to everything else, he says that he's besaid that he's willing to accept. But either way, so we have a mahalach. The mahalach is that what happened over here was that they were all created with Sheamus. I mean, they were created with Sheamus, not a regular amp. Not a regular amp doesn't require shechita. Yosef didn't know that. Yosef thought they were eating Eva Menachai, but in reality, they were not eating Eva Menachai. But it's Yodua, like Mr. Pollock mentioned, that the Mishnah of Melech in Prashas Drachim, and this is in Drush Aleph, has a different pshat. He has a different pshat to explain what exactly was going on. And Behektim, the Mishnah of Melech's Kakira. And that is, we know that the Shvatim, the Ovis HaKadoshim, they kept Kol HaTorah Kula even before it was given. Clears the Mishnah of Melech. The Ovis and the Shvatim, they kept the Torah. Did they now have a din of a Yisrael? Or did they still have a din of a Benayich? Says the Mishnah, that's Pashat L'chum, they had a din of a Yisrael. Makes sense. But the question is, what about Lekula? What if the halach of a ben noyach is Lechumra, and the halach of a Yisrael is Lekula? Do you say because they kept the Torah, they have a din of a Yisrael, even Lekula? Well, they only had a din of a Yisrael Lechumra, but at the same time, they maintained their halach of a ben noyach Lechumra. So in the context of that conversation, says the Mishnah Melech, that the emes with chapa nafkamina with regards to sugis in Mesachtes Chulin. And really two sugyas. The first sugya is a Gemara Mesachtes Chulin Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph, a Gemara that we spoke about many times in very, very great detail. And that is, the halach is Ein Mezamnim Oivdei Kechavim L'Bnei Me'ayim. Without going into the whole arichas of that sugya, but the gist of it as it relates to our Gemara is that a Yid has an Isra Eva Menachai and a Goy has an Isra Eva Menachai. But by a Yid, something becomes not Eva Menachai as soon as there's Shchita. B'Shchita Tal Yomilsa. For a Goy, his Eva Menachai depends on whether the animal's alive, animals are dead. And the Gemara that says in Afkamina, what would be if you shechted an animal, and the animal was Mifarcheses. And while the animal was Farcheses, you took off a piece of meat. That piece of meat, is it going to be Mutter Bachila or is it going to be Yas Bachila? Says in Makur, for a Yid, it's going to be Mutter Bachila. Why? Because for a year, as long as there's a shechita, it's not mutter, it's not even menachai anymore. But for a guy, they do it. Guy doesn't have shechita. It's not a bar zvicha. He doesn't have shechita. What does it matter? Is it alive or is it? It's alive. It's mifachas says, doesn't have a long to live, but it's alive right now. And being that it's alive, so the halacha is, it's going to be considered Eva Menachai. The Gemara says, not everybody agrees with that. It's Rav Acher by Yaakov's shechita. But at the same time, Rav Papa said, it can't be. Because mi ikamidi
Dili Yisrael Shari Ulevik Echav Matzer. Right? There's no such thing. If it's mutter for a guy, then it for a yid it has to be mutter for a guy. So Rav Papa argued. By the way, the Rambam paskens like Rav Acha bar Yaakov. The Rambam Perek Tesuchas Malachim says that if somebody would take a piece of meat from an animal after Shechita, while it's still alive, it's mifar cheses, it'd be mutter for a yid, it'd be also for a guy. The Rambam doesn't paskim yikimidi. The Tzitz Eliezer uses that in his tshuva about abortion, because Tosfos is makar, that abortion's aser, comes from mi'ikamidi. Rambam didn't seem to hold of mi'ikamidi, because Rambam paskin like Rav Acha bar Yaakov, but the bottom line is, it's possible to have an aver, shtik flesh, that according to, if you're a yid, according to Rav Acha bar Yaakov, will be mutter. If you're a ben noach, it's going to be aser. Says Mishal Melech, in theory, there's another nafkamina, and that is a ben pakur. We learned the sugi is a ben pakur. We paskin like the Chacham. Rama paskins like the Chacham. A ben pakua, is it going to be mutter for a ben noyach, or will it not be mutter for a ben noyach? For a yid, it's going to be mutter because the shechita of the mother. What about a ben noyach? Says the Mishlo Melech, it's mistaber that it's going to be also for a ben noyach. Why? Because by a ben noyach, it's nothing to do with shechita. What's the reason the ben pakua should be mutter right now without shechita? Because there was a chaloy shechita. A ben noyach is nothing to do with shechita. Is it alive or is it dead? It's dead. Or I'm sorry, it's alive. So if it's alive, l'chayr is pasha, then it should be awesome. So you have two cases where something could be deemed Eber Menachai, according to Rav Acha bar Yaakov, who does not hold of Miyak Amidi, for a Ben Noyach, but it won't be considered Eber Menachai for a Yid. Number one, if you removed a little bit of bus or an Eber while the animal was still Mefar Cheses. Number two, a Ben Pekua. Says the Mishnah Melech, you want to know what was going on over here? What was going on is the Shvatim were eating a varim that were removed from the animal while it was mefarcheses. Or, alternatively, they were eating a ben pakua. Yosef HaTzadik saw it, and he said, Gevald. You know why? Because Yosef HaTzadik held that the Shvatim had a din of a ben noyach, albeit l'chumra. If they have a din of a ben noyach, a ben noyach's not allowed to eat it. Because we hold like Rav Acha bar Yaakov, like the Rav of Baskins of Perek, that's Hilchos Malachim, you're not allowed to eat it. What did the Shiftei Kah hold? The Shiftei Kah held that they had a din of a Yisrael, even l'kula. If they have a din of Yisrael, l'kula, it's for that reason they were allowed. So was it Eben Menachai? Was it not Eved Menachai? It was Eved Menachai for a Ben Noyach. It was not Eved Menachai for a Yisrael. And the Shiloh between Yosef and the brothers was whether they had a din of a Ben Noyach or whether they had a din of a Yisrael. But the Mishlam Melech asks one question. We're going to leave with this. One fundamental question. Are we supposed to walk away from this sugya thinking that if you have a Ben Pekua, you can take the Ben Pekua without shechting it and just take a bite out of it and everything is going to be fine? Maybe, right? I mean, that's shechita. The shechita the mother. You see, when it dies, there's no tumas nevela. So I think so. Maybe. It's pashat that can't be. It's pashat that can't be. And when we say that according to the Chacham, a ben pakua is mutter without shechita, it just means it doesn't need shechita. But it cannot be alive. If it's going to be alive, it's going to be a problem. Zokta Mishnah Melech, Mechateisi. Like, why should that be the case? So he says, I have it here somewhere, that it's a Mefurish Rambam, and the Rambam is in Hilchis Shechita, Perek Aleph. The Rambam over there is discussing if somebody removes basar. Oh, it's right here. If somebody the Rambam's discussing as follows. Exactly. But also lechem and hashchuta, zok the Rambam. You're not allowed to eat from an animal that's shchuta, calls man shehim befarcheses, as long as it's still alive. Why? It's still alive. It's mefarcheses. It means it had shchita. Right, the Rambam Hilchas Shechita wasn't said l'bnei noyach. The Rambam's Hilchas b'nei noyach is in Hilchas Malachim. It's not Hilchas Shechita. We're talking to Jews, right? We're talking to Yidden. Says the Rambam, ha'ichol va'asal lechem an hashchuta calls man shehim mefarcheses. Va'ichol mimen, if someone eats from it, koidim sheteitzei nafsho, before it dies, oiver b'loisasei. He's oiver in a loisasei. Va'reyu b'chlal loisoichlu al adam. It's included in the pasuk loisoichlu al adam. But the ainu like it, says the Rambam. You're not going to get malchus. Now, what's the makar to this Rambam? The makar to this Rambam is a Gemara Masech de Sanhedrin. The Gemara over there is discussing the concept of a lav shebeklalis. That's one loisase where many lavin are learned on from there. Says the Gemara, I'll give you an example of a lav shebeklalis. It's a brisa. How do you know if you eat from a behema before it dies that there's a loisase? Talmud Loimer, the pasuk says loisoichlu al adam. Davar acher, another makar. It's another thing we learn from loisoichlu al adam, and that is loisoichlu baser v'adayim dam b'mizrach. You're not allowed to eat the baser of kachim before you do this rika. Another thing you learn from loisoichlu al adam is with regards to the Haruge Bezdin. Another thing you learn from the halachas of Loisoichel al adam is that the Sanhedrin, before they paskin din nefashis, they're not allowed to eat. There's a whole bunch of halachas. That's a quintessential lav shel b'klolis. Says the braisa, you don't get malchus lav shel b'klolis. Thus, the halachas, if somebody eats from a behema, koydim shetetze nafsho, even though there's a loisa, say, you're not going to get malchus for it. Now, just to be clear, this pasuk of leisoichel adam is not the makar to the Israel b'menachai. Right, if somebody asks you, what's the makar? You learn in chulin. So what's the makar to Eiv b'menachai? You say it's one of the seven mitzvahs b'nei noach. No, that's very nice. But where is it in the Chamishei Chumshei Torah to us? Forget about the b'nei noach. Where is it to us? So it's a pasuk. It's tucked away. It's a Mishnah Torah. It's in Parshas Re'eh. The pasuk says, Rak chazak levilti achoil hadom ki adam hu hanefesh v'loi soichal hanefesh im abasar. That's the pasuk. V'loi soichal hanefesh im abasar. That's the makar to Eiv b'menachai. Rashi says in Chumash, Azorah le'ev menachai, and that's what the Sefer HaChinuch brings. So it's Perek Yud-Beis, Pasuk of Gimel Parshat. That's not this Pasuk that the Gemara is bringing in Sanhedrin, Samach Gimel. This is Eiv menachai. Once you shecht an animal, even if it's Mefarches, says this Pasuk's off the table. You're not going to be over this Pasuk anymore, but there's a new Pasuk. The Pasuk is Lo Yisoichu Al Adam. And that, the Rambam understands. What's that coming to say? That even if there was a Shechita, but if the animal's alive, you're not allowed to eat from the animal. It's not Eiv menachai. This is not Eiv menachai. At that point, it's still going to be awesome. Now, by the way, Rashi says that's only an asmach. That's not even a real iser. But the Rambam seems to hold that it's a real iser deraisa. So you have the iser of Eiv menachai, and then there's a new halacha. Even if it had a proper shechita, you're still going to have leisoichel asadam. So says the Mishnah Melech that if the Rambam said that if you shecht an animal, it's mefarcheses, and while the animal is still alive, you eat the basar, that halacha is you're over leisoichel asadam. Then kolshkein, the halacha should be by ben pakua. If you crack a piece of a ben pakua and you eat it, even though you're not over the pasuk in Parashas Re'eh, you're not over loisoichal nefesh ma'basar because it had a shechita, the shechita the mother. But it's not any worse than the case of eating the meat while the animal is still mefarcheses. You're still going to be over loisoichal asadam. So says the Mishnah Melech that it's a great chap to say that maybe what went on with the shvatim vayovi yosef zibasam hara was that they were eating a ben pakua, but it can't be. Because even a ben pakua zakta mishal melech, even a ben pakua zakta mishal melech is going to be yasser. It's going to be yasser because of the pasuk of leisoichel adam. So if it's going to be yasser, it would have been dead. Once it's dead, it's mutter for a ben noach also. So zakta mishal melech, great chap, and he brings it from kadmoinim. But you can't say it was a ben pakua. What could you say? You could say that it was basar or an eiver that was removed from the animal while it was mifar cheses. If it was removed while it was mifar cheses, now the animal is dead. For a yid, it's going to be mutter, even though it was removed while it was alive. Because being that there was a shechit, it's going to be mutter. For a benayach, even though it was removed while it was alive, but even though there was a shechita, but being that it was removed while it was alive, it is going to be considered even a chai. And that's what they were eating. So the Gemara in Chulin Lamed Gimel Lamed Aleph, that could be the explanation. That could be the explanation for what exactly was going on. But as it relates to the Gemara in Chulin Daf Ayin Hey, today's daf, that's not going to work. And the reason it's not going to work is, says the Mishnah Melech, because that's Pashit. Even though there's a heter of a ben paku, you still have to kill the animal. Hey, it doesn't matter how you kill it. But as long as it's alive, it's going to be a problem. Why? Because of this new Issel. Either way, we have two Mahalchim. One Mahalch is the Shlag Kodesh, says Matzotzi, but Shamati, that Shenimtza, Bekoivitz Yashon, that the Chasam Sofer brings in Parashas Vayeshev, who says that what happened was they created this animal, B'Seifa Yetzira. That's what they were eating. Yosef didn't realize they had created B'Seifa Yetzira. The second Mahalch is they were eating Bossa that was removed by Edom Mefarcheses. Believe it or not, I will end with this, the Pesachei Tshuva in Simen Samach Beis, in Yerideya, brings the Shlag Kodesh. And he asks Akash on the Shlag. The Shlach said that what happened? They were eating this eagle that was created with Seifa Yetzirah. And there was no problem with Eivim Menachai. Why was there no problem with Eivim Menachai? Because it was created with Seifa Yetzirah. Says the Pesachei Tshuva, I found in the Parashas Drachim and Josh Aleph, who wanted to say a different Mahalach. And his Mahalach was that maybe they were eating a Ben Pekua. But then he said it can't be. Because there's a Rambam that says you're never allowed to eat from an animal while it's alive. Says the Mishlam, says the Pesachei Tshuva, it's pasha to me, that Issa of Leisoichel Adam would be true even if the animal was created by Seifa Yetzirah. You want to tell me there's no Issa Eivim Menachai that I can accept, but that you shouldn't have Leisoichel Adam, that I can't accept. And if that's the case, this wouldn't work either. Because what are you going to tell me? It was alive, it was created by Seifa Yetzirah, but you're still going to have the Issa of Leisoichel Adam.